Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino rolling on. Going to get right to our guest line. Jeff Duncan, columnist for the Times-Picayune and NOLA.com joining us. Jeff, how's it going, man? What's going on?
Hey, Steve. I'm doing great. Glad to talk to you guys. Getting ready to head over to Yulman Stadium for the big game tonight. Looking forward to it. Looks like it's going to be a great night.
Absolutely. Jeff, when I look at the Patriots, you know, everybody talks about the turnover that they have on the Saints roster, which is a lot. I think, you know, it changes week to week. I think there's 28 new players on a 53-man roster. But the Patriots is 26. Now, again, that could change weekly. And this team is sort of built in the image of Mike Vrabel. One thing with Mike, man, if you're in a fist fight with somebody and it's a gang of guys, you want Mike on your side. I told Bob, hey, you better pick him because at least you got a shot to get away, so to speak. And Mike has always been about toughness. You saw that with the Titans. He added a lot of new pieces in free agency, but also a lot of young players. When you think about Will Campbell starting at left tackle, the left guard from Georgia, he's starting. Trevion Henderson now because of injury, he got to learn how to hold on to the damn ball. But, man, Trevion can haul tail. I mean, he's got some speed. Big difference is he never had this type of talent at quarterback with Drake May. Man, okay, Ryan Tannehill, come on. He ain't nothing compared to what Drake May will eventually be if he can stay healthy. I think it really gives them a legitimate shot to be a playoff team, and look at that schedule. That's what happens when you play that fourth-place schedule and you win four games last year.
Yeah, Mike, great points across the board. And I really think, you know, one of the things that stands out to me is just how physical they are. They're very tough. Obviously, that's a trait from Mike Vrabel. And you have to credit Robert Kraft, right? I mean, he hired – the year before, Gerard Mayo, a player that was revered at New England. He coached on the staff, been a player there for a long time. And after 1 year, he realized it wasn't working, and he had a chance to get Mike Vrabel, a coach that he considers a Hall of Fame level coach, and he pulled the plug after 1 year. That could not have been easy for him. He was very popular up in New England, and brings in Mike Vrabel, and look how they've turned things around. That takes guts. That takes really, I think, tough decision-making at the very top of the organization to do that. And I have to give Robert Kraft a lot of credit for that.
One of the things, too, is I know from his days, and I still do some stuff with the Titans Network draft time and also pre and post with mm-hmm. them, is that he always talked about, I want the tight ends involved more. Because, you know, he was kind of the third tight end in New England. Think about it. He caught 11 touchdown passes throughout his career, and he played linebacker, but they used him as a pass receiving and a blocking tight end. I look at this roster and see Hunter Henry and then Hooper also on there, and how Drake May, if he's in a tight situation, hey, I know where I'm going to the tight end. And the Saints, they made the two tight ends from the Giants look like all pro guys in the first quarter and a half.
Yeah, and Hunter Henry is a very underrated player. I have no doubt they're going to see the film and see how the Saints have struggled to defend the tight end, and they're going to try and attack that weakness. And I'll be interested to see, guys, if the Patriots can, you know, duplicate the energy and everything they had on that Monday night game. I mean, that was a big emotional win for them. You're on the road against a division rival on national TV. Now you got to come back traveled to New Orleans, a place you know you're kind of unfamiliar with, a roster you're unfamiliar with. Can they duplicate and bring it? Now, that's something Mike Vrabel has always been good at, but will this young roster have the same motivation and energy they had to beat the Bills? I think that's going to be a big key to this game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The other thing is Mike's, you know, input is a lot on defense. I think he throws in a thing here and there on offense. But to go out and get Josh McDaniel, Josh is kind of the Wade Phillips on the offense. I mean, you know, head coach, not so much. But, man, you think about what he did with Tom Brady in New England and now what he has done to really – kind of get the sander and knock out some of those rough spots in Drake May's game on offense. Josh McDaniels, one hell of an offensive coordinator. Head coach, no, that wasn't his skill set. But as far as offensive coach and teach the pitch and catch game, he does that extremely well.
Yeah, great point. And there's no doubt he's had a big impact on Drake May. And Drake May is looking like one of the best young quarterbacks in the league. I mean, he kind of has some of the similarities to like a Justin Herbert. I mean, he's got the mobility. He's got enough mobility to buy time. And when he gets out of the pocket, I'm sure the Saints are going to try and keep him in the pocket, especially when he rolls out to his right. He tends to favor that. It'll be interesting to see if Brandon Staley, if they adjust their rush patterns to try and keep him from going right. And then the other thing, guys, to look at in this game, which is kind of interesting for me, is, you know, you got two of the top rookie left tackles in the whole league. When Will Campbell, obviously, out of LSU, and Kelvin Banks, the way he's playing for the Saints. And, Mike, you know this. I mean, those guys have been kind of parallel paths to the NFL. I mean, they were both elite prospects coming out of high school. Kelvin Banks actually was being recruited by LSU, and Will Campbell tried to lure him to come there. And they kind of followed the same path, and here they are, both excelling in their rookie seasons, thrown to the wolves. Really kind of fun to watch.
Yeah, one of the things with Coach O had told me the story, but I got confirmation from it from Banks when after they drafted him, and he was like, had Coach O stayed at LSU, I would have went to LSU. He said, because I had committed to them. I was going there. And he said, you know, when they made the coaching change, I went to University of Texas. And, yeah, kind of how it kind of flipped a little bit because, man, I know one thing, both those guys, highly recruited players, but they don't play like rookies. The one thing with Mike, he always loves to run the football. And we saw it in Tennessee, man, with Derrick Henry. And, boy, he had a horse that he could give the football to. Now, it's being done by committee with Ramondre Stevenson and the rookie Trevion Henderson of how they attack the Saints defensively because I think they believe they can run the football on the Saints.
And I think Trevion Henderson's going to have a larger role in this game. I really do. That's a guy that can take it to the house in one play. I mean, he is a dynamic playmaker, incredible speed. And I think in this dome environment on that fast track, the Saints better have a plan for him. Coming out of the backfield, he can catch the ball. That 1-2 punch is definitely going to test the Saints' run defense, certainly more than I think the Giants did last week. That was an area the Saints played well in, but they're going to get tested because you know that's what Vrabel wants to do.
Chase Young, is he going to play this week?
I think he will. I don't know if he'll be on a limited pitch count, but I think having him back at practice, you know, he's been itching to go. I know it's frustrating for him, but, man, you put him in that lineup, he makes a difference, almost has a domino effect offenses can't concentrate on Carl Granderson, who's having a really good start, suddenly you may have something. And they need to upgrade their pass rush. I mean, I know they've got some decent sack numbers, but their pressure rate's down near the bottom of the league. We've seen too many times the opposing quarterback's just too comfortable back there, and they can't let Drake May get comfortable. That kid will pick them apart.
Jeff, always appreciate the time. Thank you, man, and enjoy the game at Yeoman tonight.
Hey, pull him through, Jeff. Get him a
W. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. I'm going to enjoy the walk over to the game tonight. It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, look, they're not playing Louisville, so you can pull for Tulane.
I'll see you guys. Take care.
All right.
Jeff Duncan, columnist for the Times-Picayune and NOLA.com, joining us there. We're going to take a break here in our weekend kickoff from the Treasure Chest Casino at the Game Bar and Grill as we get up for Thursday Night Football. NFL side of things, Eagles and Giants kicking off on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. We're going to talk to Jeff Duncan. 6:30 kickoff uptown at Yeoman Stadium, East Carolina and Tulane.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.